we get measured on not only on results, we also get measured on development and selling players. And I think that is what Jamie Vardy brought in. He opened the door, he started that business model by coming board for relatively cheap money and sold on with a big profit relatively quick. And I think that is what we try to do. And this business model, that is where we get judged. Part of our performances will be judged on that. And we sold last year with Aaron Holloway, a player with a 100% profit. We have now two bids in for two players. And I don't know what the chairman will decide to do. I can see now Jamie Vardy started that business model, and I think it's come falling more and more into place that people can see in Fleetwood. They have a lot of assets in the team, and there will be players, they will get regular playing them, they will be developed in the right environment with a training complex like that, what the chairman created, and they also will be not hold it back when there's opportunities to move on. And that is what we all signed up for, and I've been pleased for the chairman that he sees that now coming more and more falling into place.
And ordinarily, if it was a league game against another fellow League One side, you probably, if you've got someone who's played against a certain player, you might sort of consult with them about what to expect. But with Jamie Vardy, everybody knows what to expect, don't they, already? How do you prepare for a game like that in terms of your...
The thing what we expect is that Jamie Vardy doesn't start.
Okay.
So that's what we expect, because that's all the reports we're getting, that he will not start the game. I don't know if he's involved or not, so we prepare without Jamie, put it that way.
It's amazing, the FA Cup, isn't it? In the first two rounds, you were cast in the role of favourites against two non-league sides, and now, yeah, that old David and Goliath thing, you're David and they're the Premier League Goliath.
Yeah, and that was... We talked about that in the last game, Hereford away from home and home. We have that scenario, and we needed to overcome Hereford in two legs. The importance of that is obviously you could see now already what we talked before with that sort of income. That makes it also things happen in the transfer market for us. So that was a massive important game for the club, and this is why the chairman made me every day aware of this. And going into the Leicester game, for me, I've been there before with Brentford when we played against Chelsea. And we took them to the bridge for a replay. I've been there with Wigan, where I eliminated three Premier League clubs as a championship team. There's always hope. There's always a chance. Everything has to be spot on. Everything has to be optimal on the day to go your way. But in general, Leicester will come here and think they will go further. And for us, everything fell in place to give ourselves a chance for a replay or for a massive sensation.